Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer. This music is sung, usually with piano accompaniment. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear the Hawaii Public Radio Art Song Contest winners. They are Yulia Petrachuk, Nicholas Provenzale, and Christine Steyer. I'll tell you about the singers later, but let's hear each one of them now. First, soprano Christine Steyer singing Ponce's Estrellita. That was Art Song Contest winner Christine Steyer with Dr. Timothy Pahel piano in Manuel Ponce's Estrellita. The next winner you'll hear is Nicholas Provenzale. Thank you. You're listening to Singing in Other Sins and the winners of the Hawaii Public Radio Art Song Contest. You just heard Nicholas Provenzale with Parvati Mani in Liszt's Petrarch sonnet Benedetto sia il giorno il mese e l'anno. The following winner is Julia Petrachuk.
Thank you.
Rachmaninoff's Lilacs, performed by Yulia Petrachuk with Tamara Sanitske piano. Yulia was one of the three winners of the Hawaii Public Radio Art Song Contest. Let me give you some background about her. A native of Tula, Russia, Ms. Petrachuk began musical studies at the age of 5. And her studies over the next several years eventually landed her at the prestigious Tchaikovsky State Conservatory in Moscow, where she pursued vocal and opera studies for the next 5 years. Even during these years, she sang staged operas, including Puccini's La Bohème, Rimsky-Korsakov's The Snow Maiden, Rachmaninoff's Aleko, and Gluck's Orfeo. Subsequent appearances in Tallinn, Estonia, and a win at the Spring International Festival in Pyongyang, North Korea, sealed her reputation as an important up-and-coming artist. In 2006, she spent a summer performing and training in Rimini, Italy. In 2008, she entered a professional training program in Bern, Switzerland, and sang opera and concerts throughout Switzerland and Italy. In January 2012, Yulia was a finalist for the Placido Domingo Washington Opera Program. In the summer of 2012, she performed in Mozart's Magic Flute and Puccini's Gianni Schicchi, and was a finalist of Opera Idol Competition 2013 in New York. Next season, Yulia will perform the role of Mimi in La Bohème and Adina in The Elixir of Love by Donizetti, with New York's Di Capo Opera Theater. But on Singing and Other Sins, it's art song that we want to hear. So let's listen to Yulia Petrachuk sing Rachmaninoff's They Answered and How Fair This Spot. Спросили они, как забыть навсегда, что в мире. That was Julia Petrachuk with Giovanni Reggioli piano in Rachmaninoff's They Answered and How Fair This Spot. The next winner I'll focus on is Nicholas Provenzale. His operatic engagements have included performances with Opera North, Indianapolis Opera, Opera Theater and Music Festival of Lucca, Italy, also Kentucky Opera, San Diego Opera, Ashland Opera, DiCapo Opera Theater, and Bronx Opera. As a concert soloist, he has appeared with the China National Symphony Orchestra, the San Diego Symphony Orchestra, and the Lexington Philharmonic. Nicholas has premiered several vocal works in 2009 as a part of an Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Concert. Nicholas portrayed a young Lincoln at the Kennedy Center. In 2010, he performed in the world premiere of a Christmas opera by Thomas Pasatieri, God Bless Us Everyone, at the DiCapo Opera Theater. In 2012, he was heard on public radio stations across the United States as the voice of Woody Guthrie in a new folk opera, Woody for the People. In 2013, Nicholas made his Hong Kong City Hall debut as Silvio in Pagliacci with Musica Viva Hong Kong. Also this year, Nicholas performed at the Thailand International Composition Festival. Upcoming engagements include a solo song recital in Bangkok. Now let's hear Nicholas Provenzale in 5 liter of Alban Berg from the posthumously published Jugendlieder, Youthful Song.
Meine Träne gibt sie. durch die Hand die kalte Bucht leiste Buß. An meine Liegestatt brennt schon die Ampel, die getreue alte. Sie brennt so laut, auch sie ist müd. Ich hör die Hände schreien von fern, es geht dem grauen Morgen zu. Wer wird zuerst verlöschen von uns beiden, ich oder du?
Dem Auge fern, dem Herzen nah, als ich die alte Grabschrift sah, im eingesunken Marmorstein, da fiel mein totes Lieb mir ein.
Auge fern, dem Herzen nah. Ich will die Fluren meiden mit meinem
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and this time the winners of Hawaii Public Radio's Art Song Contest. Winner Nicholas Provenzale just sang the five Jugendlieder of Alban Berg. The pianist was Parvati Mani. The third winner is Christine Steyer, who is the 2012 winner of the American Prize Chicago Opera Award, the 2011 winner of the American Prize in Vocal Performance, Friedrich and Virginia Shore Memorial Awards in Art Song, and both the 2011 winner of the Johnny Mercer Award and Bronze Medal winner at the American Traditions Competition in Savannah, Georgia. Other prizes included Founders Award in the 9th Altamura Caruso International Voice Competition and first place in the National Opera Association Competition. She recently sang the Marschallin in Der Rosenkavalier with Sinfonia da Camera and the title role in Madama Butterfly with Townsend Opera and Violetta in La Traviata. And now, let's hear Christine Stair sing art songs of Purcell, Gibbons, and Mozart.
Thank you. Oh,
That was Christine Stair with pianist Dr. Timothy Pahel in Purcell's If Music Be the Food of Love, Gibbon's The Silver Swan, then three songs by Mozart, Als Luise die Briefe, Oiseau si tu les ans, and Ridente la Calma. You're listening to the winners of Hawaii Public Radio's Art Song Contest. You can find links to these winners' websites at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins. I want to acknowledge the judges of Hawaii Public Radio's Art Song Contest. Singer teachers Juliana Gondek, Judith Kellogg, Thomas Meglieranza, and Kurt Ullman. The pianist coaches who served as jurors were Thomas Bagwell and Mary Dibbern. Finally, I asked University of Hawaii Professor Virginia Bennett to judge. She's a language expert and former singer herself. Many thanks to all the judges. Now let's hear Yulia Petrachuk sing two Tchaikovsky songs, Forget So Soon and Whether Day Dawns.
Thank you.
two Tchaikovsky songs, Forget So Soon and Whether Day Dawns, performed by Art Song Contest winner Yulia Petrochuk with Maria Skalevich, pianist. In the time remaining, let's hear winner Nicholas Provenzale sing Ives.
The opera house, we're waiting for the curtain to arise with wonders for our eyes. We're feeling pretty gay, and well we may. Oh, Jimmy, look, I say, the band is tuning up, and soon we'll start to play. We whistle and we hum, beat time with the drum. We whistle and we hum, beat time with the drum. We're sitting in the opera house, awaiting for the curtain to arise with wonders for our eyes. A feeling of expectancy, a certain kind of ecstasy, expectancy and ecstasy, expectancy and ecstasy. Shh. the street a strain on my ear doth fall. A tune as threadbare as that old red shawl. It is tattered, it is torn, it shows signs of being worn. It's the tune my uncle hummed from early morn. 'Twas a common little thing and kind of sweet, but was sad and seemed to slow up both his feet. I can see him shuffling down to the barn or to the town.
That was Nicholas Provenzale with pianist Parvati Mani in three songs by Charles Ives, Walking, Berceuse, and Memories. You've been listening to Singing and Other Sins and the winners of Hawaii Public Radio's Art Song Contest. Next week, the first of two programs dedicated to the great mezzo-soprano Krista Ludwig in honor of her 85th birthday. Maya Hoover joined me in a telephone interview with Kammersängerin Ludwig, and I'll play excerpts from that as well as art song, opera, and oratorio. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.